With regard to enacting new holidays, there is a tshuva of the Maharam al Shakar that is quoted in the Magen Avraham in the end of Ilchos Purim, if I'm not mistaken, either Ilchos, the beginning of Ilchos Purim or Hanukkah, I don't remember which one. We could find it. In which the Maharam al Shakar writes that a community that has a miracle, that has a stupendous event happen to them, can enact for that community a holiday. For example, there was Purim de Frankfurt. The city of Frankfurt was once, I think there was a great fire. I don't remember exactly what happened, and the city of Frankfurt was spared, and they enacted a special holiday that they called the Frankfurt Purim for that day. I don't remember what the occurrence was. I think it was a fire, but I don't remember now. So that's in fulfillment of that. The Chai Adam, in the end of his Chai Adam, he quotes this halacha, and he discusses that in his town there was a major fire, and he was spared. Maybe that's why I'm confusing with the Frankfurt Purim. By him, there was a major fire.
Chai Purim also, when the Sultan wanted to destroy the Jewish community, the Jewish community sent a rabbi to pray for a few days, for 3 or 4 days, and then the Sultan died. The son of the Sultan came on the throne and rescinded the decree.
Okay. So this concept of a community enacting a holiday, that's something which exists in halacha. The question about Yom Yerushalayim or Yom Ha'atzmaut is a question of the power of the Rabbanut HaRashit. It's a question of when we look at the Rabbanut HaRashit, do they have the power of a rabbinate that's representing all of Israel? A rabbinate to enact a holiday that would be binding on all of Israel. That is the question. And that goes into the general question of how we view the Rabbanut HaRashit. That's, if I'm not mistaken, what I understood from Rav Moshe's students, that's the way he held. That he held, if it's a holiday, then it's a holiday that everyone has to fulfill. And if it isn't, then it isn't a holiday for anyone. But not that there's a difference between here or there or something else. If I'm not mistaken, that was his position. And then that goes into that question of how you view the Rabbanut HaRashit. Yom HaShoah had its own uprising. The rabbis were upset that it was enacted during the period when we're not supposed to have any mourning, the period of the month of Nisan. The rabbis, when it was established, the rabbis said, this is the wrong date for it. This is a date that there's no reason to set it on this date as opposed to any other date. And it was set on a date which halachically is problematic. So that's as far as Yom HaShoah, why many rabbis, and you could do a little bit of research, you'll see, when they were discussing and enacting a day of commemoration, so the rabbis said, Rav Schwab composed a eulogy, a song that we say in commemorating the people that were lost in the Holocaust. But we have fast days in which we would add this commemoration. We have a Yom HaKadisha Klali, but to say, to do it dafka on Yom HaShoah, which still falls out in the month of Nisan, a month in which we don't do any acts of mourning, we don't even eulogize for a person that passed away right now. We have the deceased before us, and today he passed away. We wouldn't eulogize him because it's a month of festivities. So our Nalach says we don't do that. And so the rabbi said, why enact a day of mourning within a period in which it is prohibited to mourn? So that was basically, in a nutshell, the argument around Yom HaShoah.